Here we go again, the Stamp Collecting Report. I'm Lloyd DeVries. Remember the Statue of Liberty stamp that wasn't? Nearly 3 years ago, the U.S. Postal Service issued a stamp showing what it thought was the monument in New York Harbor. It turned out the photo was of a reproduction in Las Vegas. Now the creator of that Vegas version is suing the postal agency for copyright infringement. His attorneys say his statue is more feminine, more fresh-faced, and more sultry than the original, and he's owed money. The Postal Service obtained the photograph and the rights to use it from an agency. Yes, it chose a photo of the wrong statue, but it thought the agency was taking care of the rights. A few months ago, the artist who created the Korean War Veterans Memorial in Washington won a settlement from the Postal Service of more than $500,000 for depicting his statue on a stamp, even though the National Park Service purchased the monument. You see, it didn't purchase the copyright. Shouldn't a nation's postal agency be exempt from this sort of thing? And remember when being on a stamp was an honor? I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting, visit virtualstampclub.com.